Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Luther calls it a miracle of miracles that Joseph doesn't lose hope, that Joseph doesn't lose faith, that Joseph doesn't give in to temptation in a shameful and wicked sin. It is a miracle of miracles. Let's not forget that Joseph was just a boy. Or was he a man? He was just 17 years old when his brothers sold him to the Ishmaelites. We aren't told how old Joseph was by the time he rose to prominence in the house of Potiphar. We know that he's a handsome guy, and we also know that he has the kind of character and faith and wisdom that few men possess of any age. The devil is attacking Joseph on two different fronts. On the one hand, the devil is tempting him to doubt, despair, and defeat, leading him to conclude that he's been forgotten and forsaken by God, even as he was betrayed by his own brothers. How easy it would have been for Joseph to abandon the faith he had been taught by his father. How easy it would have been to give in to despair and depression, or to be consumed by hatred for his brothers. As if that wasn't enough, his boss's wife is trying to seduce him. It would have been so easy to give in to that temptation, so easy for Joseph to justify a sexual encounter. What harm? What harm would there be? Who would ever know? But Joseph does not waver. He calls adultery what it is. He says, "How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" From where does Joseph get his strength and clarity of character? How does he so clearly differentiate between right and wrong? Please bear in mind, he doesn't have the sixth commandment to draw upon, no catechism to consult, no pastor to preach to him. The two tablets of stone on Mount Sinai are still over 450 years in the future. And Luther's small catechism, well, it's 3,000 years down the line. Joseph can't crack open a Bible for strength and guidance to sustain him in this time of trial. There was no Bible. It was not written yet. All Joseph has is the law of God written in his heart and the promises of God passed on from his father. And yet, with only those little crumbs to draw upon, miracle of miracles, faith reigns in the heart of this young man. All this is recorded for each of us. It has been preached and proclaimed for you. Temptations to sexual immorality and adultery are everywhere, everywhere today. Potiphar's wife, with her promise of sex and sin without consequences, she's everywhere. She's on your television screen. She's on your computer screen. She's in your phone that never leaves your side and happily hides all your secrets. The devil, he never quits, never eases up, never stops seeking to violate your chastity and destroy your faith. And so this episode from the life of Joseph comes to confront us here tonight. And we know that this episode is true, that it really happened because of the Bible's brutal honesty. Because Joseph's great faith and his steadfast refusal to sin did not result in applause or accolades or promotions. Instead, things go from bad to worse. out of the frying pan and into the fire. And Joseph descends into hell, the hell of prison. Is that what happened to Joseph, whose faith and life were above reproach in every way? Should not we expect worse with our faltering faith and our sin-filled lives? We should indeed expect nothing but temporal and eternal punishment, were it not for Jesus. Jesus was tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Jesus took on the temptation of thousands of wives of Potiphar and never, ever took the bait. Why not? Well, he battled temptation for you. Where you fail, he succeeds. Where you stumble, he stands up. Where you are weak, he is strong. And miracle of miracles, Jesus undertakes a great exchange with you. He takes your guilt and gives you his innocence. He bears your sin and absolves you of everything. He drinks deeply from the cup of God's wrath against your sin, so that you might sample the sweet wine that is his blood, once shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. He takes your punishment and dies your death, so that you might die to sin and rise again to life everlasting. But miracle of miracles, you are precious to the Lord Jesus Christ. In holy baptism, he has made your body to be a temple of the Holy Spirit. You belong to God. You belong to the Lord, body and soul, redeemed by Christ the crucified. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen.